This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A motorist rescued from a 60-foot ravine in St. Peter. Yet another call being made for more to be done to help young people with mental health issues. The Institute of Chartered Accountants of Barbados wants involvement in the drafting of a new land valuation bill. Plans are on the way for public sector vehicles to transition to electric. And thousands evacuated as Iceland braces for a volcanic eruption. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A St. Peter man has been taken to hospital after being rescued by fire officers from a 60-foot deep ravine in St. Peter. Devon Edwards from Corbin's Road, Ashton Hall, St. Peter, lost control of his Mazda motor car while traveling along the road at Worley, St. Peter, just before 6 p.m. yesterday. The car struck an embankment and plunged into the deep ravine, which also adjoins Whitehall, St. Peter. A rescue team comprising 11 fire officers with the help of a number of civilians used a rigging system to extract the motorist from the ravine. He was fully conscious and was examined by paramedics at the scene before being transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital by ambulance. He complained of pains to the upper body. Yet another call is being made for more to be done to help young people with mental health issues. Chief Executive Officer of Supreme Counseling for Personal Development, Sean Clark, says he has been seeing an increase in youth with psychological challenges. His comments follow the apparent suicide of a 17-year-old over the weekend. He believes that communities, government, and the business sector need to work together to address some of the challenges the youth face.
The unfortunate reality is that our young people are broken, and we have to do all in our power to try to save our young people. I see young people daily in need of some kind of psychological help, whether it be for depression, anxiety. We have young people that just cannot cope with the pressures of life. And oftentimes when you speak to adults, they ask the question, what you got to be depressed about? Not realizing that young people are human beings as well, and they themselves have their own problems to deal with, and we really need to find the time and the energy to sit and to talk with our young people and to try to find the answers.
He also believes that government should utilize other organizations that focus on counseling within the school system.
I know that the Ministry of Education have introduced school counselors in some of the schools. The reality, though, is that the school counselors, the guidance counselors, cannot do it alone. The authorities must find a way to be able to utilize the services offered by non-governmental organizations and other organizations that offer similar services, and find a way that they can work together to save our young people. If it means providing the resources in kind or the monetary contributions to make possible, but we can no longer just have these conversations after one of our young people have been injured.
Chief Executive Officer of Supreme Counseling for Personal Development, Sean Clark. Meantime, Attorney General Dale Marshall says Barbados is facing serious challenges that could have a major impact on communities across the island. He was speaking yesterday at the dedication ceremony of the Berea Seventh-day Adventist Church in St. Joseph.
How fitting it is that this building is today being rededicated to God and to this community. These are troubled times. Just today, someone called me to give me the worst possible kind of news, that is, his granddaughter committed suicide yesterday, 17 years old. When you look at the many challenges we have, we're not in the middle of any war like in Sudan or in Israel and Palestine. But as Attorney General, in many respects, I see a lot of little wars happening in Barbados that have the potential to tear what we know to be a tranquil society apart. And therefore, this is a good time for this church to reach this point.
Attorney General Dale Marshall. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital is reporting a surge in the number of patients presenting themselves at the Accident and Emergency Department for various medical complaints. In a statement, it says as much as 40 patients were waiting to be seen by medical staff yesterday, which resulted in the increased wait times in the department. The statement adds that anyone who presents themselves to the A&E with non-life-threatening conditions can experience an extended wait time, while people with life-threatening conditions on the department's triage system will continue to be seen and treated immediately. The Institute of Chartered Accountants of Barbados, ICAP, wants to be involved in the drafting of a new land valuation bill. Minister in the Ministry of Finance Ryan Strachan revealed last week that a new bill is to be drafted as government plans to overhaul the process for valuing properties for land tax purposes. Mr. Strachan indicated that government does intend to consult stakeholders as they seek to standardize how properties are valued. Speaking on VOB's Brass Tax Sunday program, Interim Executive Director with ICAB, Lisa Padmore, explained that this is to give auditors a better understanding of government's valuation methods.
On the same valuation bill, I've reached out to Minister Strachan and asked him to ensure that ICAB is involved in the consultation. It is an old piece of legislation that is being looked at, but we'd like to be involved in the process. One, because we have a lot of small and medium-sized enterprises in Barbados that actually utilize land tax valuations to value their properties and their financial statements. And at the same time, to our auditors, who have to then apply opinions to those financial statements, need to better understand the methodology being used by government to come up with the valuations.
That's Interim Executive Director with the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Barbados, Lisa Padmore. Plans are underway for public sector vehicles to transition to electric vehicles. This is according to Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael. Mr. Raphael says the Transport Energy Project should see an addition of at least 12 new electric buses to the PSV fleet by January of 2024.
We have started first with a pilot project known as the Transport Energy Project, or TEP. And that project, we will see about 12 to 15 electric buses, similarly to the Transport Board, entering the program. We expected to also identify some vehicles, such as taxis and so, to be part of the project. Now, the energy project does not only comprise of electric vehicles, but also compressed natural gas. So we are in discussions with the MPC as we speak. Hopefully, operators of the public transport will benefit from the Transport Energy Project.
He says the issuing of permits for PSV operators who want to transition to energy-saving options remains a challenge. He wants a meeting with officials to address the issue.
We have the full support of the Ministry of Energy, but we have to have some permits for those persons who want to participate. And plus, to all the energy projects, for us to do the program, we need to also have some permits as well. We were made to understand that there are permits available for the TAP program, and then that is the direction in which we want to go. I can clearly see it here that it will have some effect on us if we do not have the meeting with the Ministry of Transport and the officials of the Transport Authority. We can see some setback there. But from our end, also the end of the Ministry of Energy, we are good to go.
Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has fired controversial Interior Minister Suella Braverman as he begins to reshuffle his top cabinet. Sunak's office confirmed that Foreign Minister James Cleverly will replace Braverman. In a shock move, former Prime Minister David Cameron was announced as the new foreign minister. Braverman drew widespread criticism last week after printing the Times newspaper that ignored guidance from Downing Street and accused London police of political bias in policing protests. And finally, the chance of a volcanic eruption in Iceland is rising, posing a threat to a now evacuated town. Iceland has declared a state of emergency after a series of earthquakes. Authorities have ordered over 3,000 people living in the southwestern area to leave as a precaution. The Icelandic Meteorological Office, IMO, said there was a considerable risk of eruption, and the probability of an eruption has increased over the weekend. Experts say an eruption could start at any time in the next few days. Recapping the headlines, a motorist rescued from a 60-foot ravine in St. Peter. Yet another call being made for more to be done to help young people with mental health issues. ICAB wants involvement in the drafting of a new land valuation bill. Plans on the way for public sector vehicles to transition to electric. And thousands evacuated as Iceland braces for a volcanic eruption. That was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp. Add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.